Sometimes we also call the students that we got it as people who somehow one has to play them from time to time, but the music is there. And the painting is about sometimes modern composers too. And I have the feeling that these people know also about music. They don't know very well. They make mistakes. They don't know very well, perhaps the students, how to put some of the things in music. But this is the problem we all have. I make wrong notes on piano. And we all are learning, and they try to express something which comes from absolutely nothing. If you take the music paper with those five lines here this way, and if you turn it this way, it looks like a prism. We start to write something, we write four measures, we erase three, we erase two, and we think about it many times before we write these things. And so we sort of ask for patience from performers not to make judgments a priori that what is modern is not good. You see, that is sometimes a feeling that one has. And also a feeling which is right. Why should I spend time on practicing if it's not good? But the problem is that I really don't know if it's good or if it's not good. As I said at the beginning, when in 1964 I had read in Paris a headline saying that satellite will orbit the Earth in 1967, so I thought that the scientists in the United States are out of their mind, and I thought that I was very good because I studied 2 months civil engineering in Prague. So I thought, well, I'm wrong with that. But I also have read since that when Pasteur found out that there are microbes in the air, he was so attacked by his colleagues in France who said that if that is true, the air should be as thick as a teaspoon. And I have read examples of music such as Second Sonata for Cello and Piano by Johannes Brahms, where the critic says, well, what Dr. Johannes Brahms is writing is absolute madness. It doesn't have harmony, it doesn't have melody, it doesn't have rhythm. And if this, what he is writing, is music of the future, well, he's the greatest bluffer of the century. So there are so many things that I don't want to make judgments, and I rather devote time on something that may not be very good, but I still would like to perform it because it is a music of my colleague, of somebody here who lives today, and I think that who will probably, some of the composers will leave something to us to play in the future, and the music cannot but express what is happening today. So if we don't have any good composers, it's also our mistake, and it's the mistake of society, because the composers, artists, poets, writers are just vibrations or vibraphones of the society of today. Thank you very much. Questions. I really hope. And I hope that you'll... Yes?
You write descriptions of the emotions you're trying to express in A Work for Brothers, which you've written in the present, which is fraught.
Yes.
Do I have that all?
No, I don't. This is the only case, the apotheosis that I wrote something in the program notes. I never did before, and I may not. I have since written another volume, Piano Sonata, not a word about. Piano Sonata number 2, I don't express anything. But in these pieces, I wanted to say something what I think can help. And it's, I thought that was maybe more than music. I would say like Picasso, I don't compare myself to Picasso, but when he did Guernica, it was really show to the world some horrors that have been committed in this little village. And people objected to it violently. They were saying, why? When I buy a picture, I want a nice looking face. I don't want the twisted face of a mother in horror that her child was just killed by a bomb. Now, if we always sort of shine from truth, and I am not also saying that we have to put photographs on a newspaper, in a newspaper of the most incredible things. I am against that, but I mean there's some middle line when I think in art we can say something which we want. I'm not saying that we should completely stop it. I'm not saying that we should expose everything, right?